This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My lord, it is going to be like this everywhere all day today. We have a skirmish that broke out on the field. It's former player on player politically motivated crime.
No, it's just
crime.
Conversations. That's all it is.
I can't.
It's barbershop talk.
How long? When is this over? When this is over?
Man.
Jermaine, I've never been in a barbershop. This feels really lovely.
Wiggy suggested earlier that Ty Law has forgotten where he came from.
No, I ain't say that.
It is wild. Courtney and I were just sitting here.
My anxiety is through the freaking roof.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Ty, like me, Ty come from a lower class place. Yeah. Single, I come from a single parent household. Mm-hmm. You're grinding. And my mother was like, we can only worry about what goes on in this two-bedroom apartment.
You said earlier, I believe, to quote you, I don't care about anybody else.
No.
Other than myself.
And my kids.
That's some selfish stuff.
I mean, it
right
is kind of like selfish in a sense, but.
That's straight to the point.
But I mean, in a sense, I'm glad you when it comes to my kids and family and how I got to take care of it, that's what. I'm trying to
Wiggy,
do.
You know what you just did?
What's that?
You just came out.
Came out of what?
And said that you're selfish. That's like, you know, when somebody just hiding something for so long, and they just come out.
But I've always said that.
There's more people not like you and my.
Right, but the
than
problem
than is like you and I. We were fortunate enough to be able to go out there and do some things, but don't forget where you came from.
No, I never forget where I came from. I do a lot of stuff. The problem is we tend to worry about other people more than we worry about our own people. So for me, it's worrying about your family. Like, even in America, we should be worrying about people in America, but we don't.
Amen.
That's my point. Worry about your home, take care of your home, and then you can help people out.
How do you feel about legalizing shrooms? Question 4 here in Massachusetts.
Legalizing shrooms?
Mushrooms.
Yes. See, you know what? Cousin Ray over there, he always, you know, telling me the shroom. I'm like, man, it took me forever to try marijuana. I never did it when I was playing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so shrooms, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah,
like, I
ate
mushrooms in a burger, but I ain't got a mushroom to get high.
Did you dump out of that?
Hey, he said
S has mold and fungi on it. It is a fungi.
I'm saying. But I did try the gummy one. So I was like, you know, that was
the gummy one.
It made you laugh a little bit. It tickled you. No. The one that he get
is different.
It's the real one.
See, I be a little. I tell my story. I had too much edibles one time. Couldn't find an airport in Houston.
Right.
So I've always been scared of shrooms.
That was Bush's fault.
Right. I've always been scared of shrooms because I know that I don't want to be like Smokey in the pigeon coop.
Don't do them on a day when you have to find the airport.
Right.
I would do them when I would do them.
Hey, Greg, it's a walking encyclopedia thesaurus of right there and anything you want to know about any of
this.
Cousin Ray.
Cousin Ray has guys.
He has a guy.
But you know where shrooms come from?
All right, yep. We're down to 3 seconds.
All right.
Yeah, can't do that again. No more of those.
I didn't know.
Well, they do grow in, if you're talking about what they are grown in, they grow in.
Poop. But I do like mushrooms on my burger, though. Those regular mushrooms come from the same place?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Like, you know, regular sautéed mushrooms. No. I love mushrooms on my pizza.
Right.
I do, too.
But do they come from the same place?
Yes.
For real? Yeah. Except they don't clean the shrooms?
Oh, they clean all of them. Everything's clean.
Everything is clean.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of mushroom?
The entire population just shifted. They were all going to vote yes on legalizing shrooms, question 4 today, and then now you're telling them they come from dung.
I didn't totally know that. Totally redeem yourself.
That's what I heard.
I don't have no clue.
Cousin Ray, where it come from?
It used to come from cow manure, but they've advanced.
I mean, I wouldn't know. Like I said, I love mushrooms in food.
We got it.
So,
are you a big portobello guy?
I like stuffed mushroom, right? Stuffed mushroom, yeah. All mushroom.
Okay.
So,
okay.
And if I didn't,
but I don't want to see the WEI coming out the wall trying to chase me and all that.
Yeah,
I don't want that. Oh, okay.
No, you don't want that.
You don't want to see Ken high.
Well, that's what I was a little concerned
about. I'll give it a try, but
I need like an E.
I ain't going nowhere.
You need some micro dose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Micro dose.
Very small.
You do shroom cocoa?
I've maybe dabbled here and there before.
You never got anything freaky? Like, you know, like stuff coming out the walls and stuff like that?
No, I had one instance that I didn't really like the effects, but...
What's that thing?
Well, she stopped doing the shiitakes.
Hey, what's that thing that Aaron Rodgers and be doing?
It's real good. Delicious, actually.
That's that micro thing.
Shiitake mushroom is a legitimate kind of mushroom.
Somewhere and do it...
Emphasis on, not on the take.
Hold the take.
I can't say that.
What was the drug that Aaron Rodgers was on?
There's something where you do that, I kid you not, where you do that and that people who do it believe that a woman, I think the ayahuasca is a woman.
No.
Like a being. And she comes to you.
Yes.
And then while you're doing it, she helps you heal whatever has happened to you in the past that you're not even.
Yeah, see, I don't want to try that.
It sounds too much voodoo. It's in your subconscious that you don't even know about.
Yeah, a lot of people cry.
They say you start crying and stuff.
It's supposed to bring up like traumas from your childhood so that you can
speak on it, cuz Ray. What you about to say something? You did that one too, though?
Yes.
DMT.
Yeah.
I don't want none of that stuff that can, you know. Have me thinking this is voodoo.
And then you got to, then they say you throw up, all the
evilness
and the toxins.
Oh, the demons.
Man. Hell no. I'll stick to my kush.
There we go.
Facts.
Life is nice and easy with that.
Okay. And a lot of the stuff Ray doesn't actually do, somebody just blames him for it.
Oh, my God.
Not to get personal or anything. I've been waiting 2 weeks to get back at you.
He wanted to get so bad. I'm like, you started, man. I'm like, man, we can have fun with it. I knew it was something going to come. He was waiting.
Ty was ahead of Chris Carter.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
You need a fall guy.
You had the original fall guy.
Oh, okay, okay. Let me get no dirt on you now.
No, look out. Just Google me. There's plenty.
I'm with it now.
We call those foxhole guys.
You got to have a fall guy in the crew.
You need to ride him.
We got to get to the most entertaining play of the game with Ty Law. It's brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Experience the thrills at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Yeah. And, I mean, it's got to be the scramble, endless scramble, and the touchdown pass to Ramondre Stevenson, and the getting this team into overtime. So
that thing was a thing of beauty. Yeah, that was a Lamar Josh Allen type of play.
Yeah, that was very, very impressive. Very impressive. And shout out to Apex. Looking forward to the 20th. We got to let people know, man. We got coming. November 20th. Hey, Greg Hill Foundation at Apex,
Ty Law's 24 lanes.
Let's do it.
Ty Law's annual bowling event to raise money for the foundation. There are still some lanes available. And
we go cotton, too.
Yeah, it's short money. We go there. We tie bowls with everybody. We get great food, great Corvus. And I hope you'll get in. So please go to thegreghillfoundation.org. Put a team together. Bring your clients. Mm-hmm. It's a great event. And we would love to see you at Apex and Marlboro on November 20th for that annual event. So,
yes, sir.
It's always a good time. Always a vibe out there.
Okay. Well, how you think this team does when it comes to the Chicago Bears this week?
Oh, we got, you know what, it's about that time for a win. So Chicago, you know, take advantage of the rookie quarterback. I don't think they have a very good team overall. So I think there's an opportunity to get in the win column. You know what I mean? I'm still hoping second half of the season they'll catch up and get 500, but it's like, man.
That ain't happening, cuz.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
that is not happening.
It's not happening. They have a little bit of dysfunction based on, was it DJ Moorshaw who walked off the field mid-play?
Correct. He has been disgruntled all year.
You can get him, too. He bumped into, I think he gave Caleb Williams a little shoulder bump when he walked by him. The receiver for Chicago Bears, DJ Moore.
Right.
Him and Caleb Williams have kind of been
don't
at
get along.
Yeah.
He didn't get the ball. I would love your comment on the play is ongoing. And he walks off the field because he didn't get the football.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, can you imagine?
See, that's the kind, like, you know, in our locker room, we wouldn't have that. No. You would have had about 5-6 guys in your face. You know what I mean? You know, and it might have been a fight happening because that's something that you can't tolerate as a team. You have a young quarterback, and you just don't want to do that, you know, to your team. You not only did you walk off on your quarterback, you walked off on your team.
Right.
You walked off on your coach. You walked off on your fans. So I think that is BS.
He's been saying DJ Moore from day one is basically saying they should have never got rid of Justin Fields. Like, that's been
I wouldn't be shocked if they traded DJ Moore today.
Yeah.
DJ Moore to the Steelers. Watch it. I'm calling it now.
And he's a good player. There you go. And they just gave him a contract. Literally this offseason gave him a ton of money.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, yeah, he up in the top dogs.
Yeah. I think they gave him what, Shime, 78 or 80 million in guaranteed money?
I think it was 78. I'll double check.
Yeah, he's like,
he ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, he was like top. He's probably top 5, top 6 in receiver salary.
Yeah, so you know it's going to be hard to trade him at that salary. You know what I mean?
But $81 million guaranteed.
Yeah,
see, that's what I'm talking about. So he going to be there. So he got to figure it out. But
somebody will pick him up though.
You just took a huge L for yourself when it comes to your quarterback. Because guess what? You need to get along with that quarterback.
Right.
Find out how you can help him. Try to help nurture him because he is young. He is a rookie. But to walk off on your team and y'all not winning.
Yeah. There it is. The plays on Twitch.
Mitchell, run it back. He's at the top of the screen coming back towards Caleb Williams, and you'll see him walk to the sideline.
You'll see him just walk off.
There he just goes. Like
he doesn't get the ball there.
Watch this
and
dude.
Then he just walks off the sideline. while
the play's still going
on. So bad.
Wow.
I've never seen that before.
See that? That's man. That's
I ain't never
cool
seen
right
that
there.
Before.
He should have walked straight on into the locker room.
Right.
Get your stuff. and keep it moving.
That was AP level, like taking this shirt.
I know. All right, Ty Law, great to see you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we will see you again next week.
Yep,
and next week. Here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Celtics take down the Hawks 123-93. Jason Tatum led the way with 28 points. Jaylen Brown was out of the game with a left hip strain, but was putting up shots on the court before the game started. The Chiefs beat the Bucks in overtime in Monday Night Football 30-24. Patrick Mahomes completed 34 of 44 passes for 291 yards and three touchdowns in the win. The NFL trade deadline is today at 4 p.m. The Bruins are in action tonight to take on the Maple Leafs in Toronto. Puck drop is at 7. The Bees signed a 12-year vet forward in Tyler Johnson to a $775,000 contract for the year. In some Red Sox news, they issued a qualifying offer for Nick Pivetta. Pivetta and his reps at CAA have until November 19th to decide whether to accept. And cozy up to irresistible new fall flavors at the 99 restaurant, like the freshly baked homestyle chicken pot pie packed with chicken and topped with buttery flaky crust on the or the creamy short rib mac and cheese. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 59 degrees, cloudy here on Election Day. Afternoon high, sunny in the low 70s.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.